CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out.
Went to Byron Bay.
Byron Bay.
You know I love Byron. That place. I got family there, so my nan lives there. My nan with the big nude painting of herself from back in the day. Not hanging up. It's not hanging up.
It's not.
Nah, she's moved it.
Can we buy that to put it up in the studio here?
I do not.
Look right there on that wall.
I do not need a big 50-inch plasma size pic of my nana with her top off laying
she's
on a bed.
It's your grandma's tartars right there.
Don't need it.
You wouldn't like that?
That thing scarred me for life as a child. Yeah. Do you think I want it in here?
Probably not.
Yeah, exactly. anyway, she's got a new partner, so
she's
moved it down.
Speaking of tartars.
Yes. Well, yes. Good segue.
I know, right?
Went to a place called Cheeky Monkeys for anyone that's been to Byron Bay.
I've been there.
Monkeys. It's a backpacker bar. Gets pretty loose. People get up on the tabletops and dance and stuff. But on a Thursday night, Thirsty Thursday as they call it, they like to have... a wet t-shirt comp.
What, every Thursday?
Every Thursday night.
Who's the seedy manager at that place that goes, guys, we're going to do wet t-shirt Thursday?
Well, it's backpackers. So,
true.
You know, they give away a $50 voucher and they'll do anything, you know?
Oh, well, that's all right then.
Yeah,
as long as there's a voucher.
$50 skydiving voucher.
Get my nips out.
And some of them do, can I say?
I bet.
Some of them do. But before it kicked off, the wet t-shirt comp, first of all, my fiance Jamie goes, oh, you reckon I could go in it? And said it really seriously.
Was she being serious?
She kept a damn good straight face if she was lying, because I said, no. And I got real serious. And she said, well, what? You can't let me like be liberated and get up there? And I said, no liberation.
I don't give a crap about liberating you.
I don't need backpackers, you know, drooling over that. Anyway, so I shut that down, and then the white t-shirt comp kicks off. And exactly. Oh, I've got music for it. Yeah.
I was going to say,
yeah.
Where's the music that they play?
Oh, what you were doing was way better. I didn't even need it. But so it kicks off like, you know, wet t-shirt comp, guys. Let's hear it for the girls. Yeah.
What about the guys?
There's no guys.
Is there
girls.
No wet white undie comp?
No. You could start it. You should start one on the coast.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, it'd be great.
How's no one ever done that before?
Because no guys want to do it.
I was going to say, no one wants to see that.
No, exactly.
No guys saying, I'll have cold water pouring on me in a wet pair of white underwear.
Exactly.
No one's putting their hand up for that.
It's not a great look. And anyway, what I didn't hear was the lady say no filming.
Oh.
I didn't hear the lady say that.
Please tell me you did not film something.
I'm all about the Insta story these days. So I'll pull out the Insta story.
Are you serious?
Had the little camera just in front of my chest. I didn't want to get anything seedy. I just wanted to highlight the fact that it was a fun wet t-shirt comp, okay? You know what I didn't know?
You're that person. You got kicked out.
You know what I didn't know?
What?
Flash came on. So standing in front of me, my big flash on my iPhone just went bing.
So your flash was on whilst they were flashing.
Exactly. It was a good combo. And everyone has turned my way. And then the MC goes... Creep!
Oh, that's cringe.
Creep right there. And I'm standing there with Jamie going, I guess, yeah, it is a little bit creepy. I mean,
I am a creep.
An accidental creep.
There is no accidental creep. Have you got the video?
No.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
13, 12, 16 is our number for this one, Bree.
I was at home for the holidays for Christmas and my sister's gotten a new boyfriend.
Not another new one?
No. Well, okay, still call him the new one.
Right.
They've been dating for about a year.
Oh, that's not new now.
But I haven't been home, so I haven't really spent any time.
With him.
Exactly.
Good guy?
Yeah, he's got a jet ski, so he's all right with me. Yeah, he's really good. I'll keep him around for a bit. Anyway,
I love it.
On Boxing Day, we've all decided we'd take the jet ski out to my auntie's place and they've got a big dam of water. And some stuff happened. I don't know if I'd say I'm proud of it, but we got the tubes out. You know how you get on the tubes and you have a good time.
Time to the back of the jet ski? Can
exactly.
You do that?
Yeah. And you take it around there.
I hold on tight to those tubes. Tight. Like, I don't want to come off.
You like one hand under, one hand over.
Nothing's getting me off. I'm going down with the tube, if anything. I'd hate falling off those things.
It isn't a good time. But at one point, There was our family that was sitting on the bank on the side of the dam.
Yeah.
There was a couple of people. There was my sister, a couple of her friends, and one of my aunties.
Sure.
And a couple of the boys, my sister's boyfriend included, Simon, he decided that him and his brother, who were on the tube at the time, as we come around the corner and the jet ski appears, they were going to double moon them. You know,
as you do in Stanthorpe, country Queensland.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's hilarious.
You get a good laugh out of the old moon.
Hilarious. Such a good time.
Watch this. I'm going to moon these guys.
Anyway, so we've taken them around. I was driving the jet ski, and they've done the double moon. Stood up on the biscuit on the tube.
Double
nailed
moon.
It. Yeah. Nailed it. Anyway, 20 minutes later, me and my sister get on the tube. And I said to my sister, how funny would it be if I moon the family? Like, how good would that be? Like, they wouldn't expect it.
You didn't want to rope her in? Why did you go solo? Why didn't you?
She was wearing a full piece.
Okay.
So she
would. Hard.
She would.
She'd have the birthday suit him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Get full nerd.
Go all or nothing. So she decided not to do that. And it was all left to me. My moment.
Come down
I've
to
never
you.
Mooned anyone before in my life.
Nervous?
I was nervous.
Heart racing.
I've grabbed the side of the biscuit.
Moon in good condition.
It was good conditions. Not too sunny. You don't want to get burnt.
No, not the actual moon. I mean your moon. Is it in good nick?
Let's just say it's very white. So, yeah, not the best. Anyway, my sister's grabbed the back of my what's the thing called?
Your boobs, you point out there.
Not my boobs. I was wearing one of those things.
The vest.
Yeah, the vest, my life vest.
Safety jacket.
She's grabbed me and I've pulled my pants down. And as we've come around the corner, like we couldn't see who was there, there was like 20 more people that had arrived and it was too late. My pants were down and I was giving them the full moon and it was hilarious. And at this point, I've started to shake on the biscuit and I've come off. Yep. And as I've come off, my whole pants have just come clean off.
Well done.
Let's just say I never found those shorts. Never found them.
Do you think your mum and dad looked out and went, yeah, don't know that girl. That is not our daughter.
Apparently, my sister's boyfriend's mum was there. And after the... Yeah. Everyone was there.
Yeah.
And after it happened, after the boys mooned, my mum looked at her and said, oh, my girls would never do that.
Little does she know.
Next minute.
Yeah. Welcome to the family.
I know, right?
13, 12, 16, are we going to do this?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
When have you mooned someone?
Once you go down this road, there's no turning back.
When did you decide it was a good idea to get your cheeks out?
Let's go to Nadine in Watanabe on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Nadine.
Morning.
Morning. How are you?
We're good. Happy 2017.
Oh, yes, it sure is.
Yeah. Thanks for calling the show. What have you got for us?
Have you mooned someone before, Nadine?
Personally, no, I haven't, but my brother, he's 3 years younger than me, and when he was about six, we lived in Sydney and my mum didn't drive, so we were in a taxi, and all I can remember is he's just had a brainwave and the window's gone down in the back seat, the shorts have gone down and the bum's gone out. Cheeky little boy.
Well, who's influencing that kid, Nadine?
It definitely wasn't me. Oh.
See, look, you know.
And I can tell you, he has not grown up much since.
See, people say it's childish, but I still get a laugh out of it. You know?
Was that someone's? Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was. We went on a Bucks day, Jason McGuinness, unofficial mayor of Wombe, and I'm not supposed to say anything that happened on the Bucks day, but let's just say we had a private bus. We drove to Sydney and...
A private mooning.
Yep. No, not just to us. Like,
hey, guys, cop this.
Shouldn't you do it out the window? No, this is just for you boys.
This is one, a little bit of a thing for later on.
This is your special treat on your Bucks
There's
day.
There's no strippers. Just me.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
It's back for round three, Bree.
We kicked it off at the end of last year.
We did.
But people need sick days.
You went first, I went second. You got the day off for someone that doesn't actually work at a workplace. Mingara is the place we call.
That's right.
Where did I fail? Who did I try and get a day off?
Edelong Diggers?
Edelong Diggers.
They weren't buying it.
I've got a new one for you for this.
Charlie, what's your name here?
Bree and Gaunzy's Sickie Hotline.
All right, we've been targeting the big clubs over the last couple of times. I think we'll stick with that on this round.
All right.
What about the Leagues Club? Central Coast Leagues Club.
All right. So if you haven't heard this before, we have to call a workplace, pretend that we work there, and get the day off.
What name are you going to go with?
I went with Sarah Crosby last time.
You're going to stick with Sarah Crosby?
I'm going to stick with that because then I won't get confused.
Word is going to get out that this Sarah Crosby is really lazy and does not like to work.
She takes a lot of RDOs.
There's probably one poor Sarah Crosby on the coast applying for jobs and they go, nah, we've heard about you. You are
black
always calling
mark
in sick.
Against your name. I'd love to hear from the real Sarah Crosby, if there is one.
Get in touch with us, 13 12 16, because we are putting your name to shame. But about to punch in the number here, Bree. Good
right.
luck.
Central Coast Leagues Club, okay. Yep.
No Sarah Crosby works there, but you need to get the day
Let
off.
Let me get in the zone. I'm Sarah.
And they right. need to say you have the day off, all good, okay?
That is the
that's,
key.
That's the name of the game. Good luck. Here we go.
Good morning, Central Coast Leagues Club. Kathy speaking.
Hi, Kathy. It's Sarah. How are you?
I'm well, Sarah.
That's good. Hey, Kathy, who's managing today?
Scotty is.
Oh, Scotty, perfect. Can you put me through, please?
Yeah, sure. Hang on a sec.
Thank you.
With Star Buffet and Bistro, Peking Gardens, Yume Teppanyaki and the Restaurant and Cafe.
Scott speaking.
Hey, Scott, it's Sarah.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm actually not too well at the moment. Scott, I hate to do this to you, but I have to cancel my shift next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday?
Yeah.
Can I put you through to rosters?
Sure can. Thanks, Scotty.
Wait a sec.
Sabrina, climbing structure, slides and Kitty's electric go-karts.
Rosters, Karen.
Hi, Karen. It's Sarah. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. Oh, I'm actually a bit sick at the moment. You know how it is.
Yuck.
Always around that time. Hey, I have to cancel my shift next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Bear with me. Well, where are you? Where were you working?
I think I was in gaming.
What's your surname?
Crosby.
I don't even have you down here.
Oh, really? That means
where are you in gaming?
Yeah, I was in gaming.
Cosby.
I think they wanted me to do a bit of floating around each area too, I think.
Oh, okay.
Like a bit of everything. That's what Scotty said.
Begins with a C, doesn't it?
Yeah, Crosby.
Crosby, yeah. Oh, I have no Crosby here.
That's weird, Kaz.
I know.
Oh, that means I get the day off then.
Yeah. Have you got anything on your when you scan on and off?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I'm not too sure. That's weird that it's not on the roster.
Yeah, because obviously you're new, aren't you?
Yeah. I've only been working there for about a month, I think.
Okay. And what do you do?
Well, they have me doing a bit of everything at the moment.
Okay. So who spoke to you about the shift?
Scotty.
Okay. All right. Leave it with me.
But at this...
Sarah Crosby.
I need to call my mum back and lock it in.
So what time were you meant to be working?
I was meant to be working. I think it was all day.
So what time from?
I think from... I think I started at lunchtime and finished at
12?
6. Yeah.
All right. Well, have you got a mobile number and I can give you a ring back because I don't have you anywhere on a roster, so...
Okay.
All right, I'll give you a ring back.
At this stage, though, looks like I've got the day off.
Well, yeah, I haven't got you on a roster, so...
Perfect. Let's just not talk about it and I've got the day off, Karen.
Okay. But, yeah, I'll give you a ring back just to confirm what's happening.
All right. Thanks, Karen.
No problem.
Thanks, mate.
Bye.
Oh,
no! Close, but no dice.
I didn't get a definite yes.
Could not convince her. I love the Crosby. trying to find the name.
No, it's definitely in there.
Oh, I thought you had her. I thought you were going to take a 2-0 lead there.
She sounded nice.
Didn't she? But no luck.
I tried hard.
Works for me because now I'm not 2-0 down. So I'll give this thing a crack on Monday. Can you pick somewhere easy to get a day off? Next week.
How about
here?
CFM.
I'll take it. Yamo's a pushover. It'll be great.
He'll have no idea what's going on.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
How's these streakers at the 2020 cricket?
Oh, well, at least something was exciting at the game.
You like 2020.
I do like 2020s, but there has been a lot of them over the holidays.
There is a lot of cricket happening at the moment, but these guys thought they'd spice things up. Thought they'd hit the field, and they'd get away with it for a long time if you've seen the video.
I haven't seen it. Are they nude?
Yeah.
Oh, they're full nude.
Full nude.
Oh, and see, that's whiplash.
Yeah, it's a...
See, girls couldn't do that.
No.
Because it hurts running without a sports bra.
You need
bra.
A sports bra yeah. to get the job done.
Girls have at least a sports bra on.
I can't think of any... Is there any famous female streakers from over the years? Can you think of any ladies that have got out there and done it?
There's
hey,
not many.
Rach, can you Google female streakers, please?
That's going to look good on the work computer.
Yep, just type in nude girls streaking.
Well, that's why we've uncovered the problem.
What's that?
Because girls can't run without a sports bra.
Hey, so these two guys have hit the field in a 2020 match between the Sydney Sixers and the Sydney Thunder. And they get away with it for a long time. Yeah, exactly. One of the guys is a local. His name's Chad. We've tried to get him on the show. One of my mates is good mates with him, and I've been trying to tee up a chat with him. I've sent him a couple of texts.
He's been on Channel 9 on the Today Show.
Yeah, and I believe this audio is from Channel 7 last night.
I didn't really think it through. Like I was pretty nervous before we got out there, and then by the end, mate, I was sort of happy that they ended up catching me, you know? Yeah, they loved it. They're pumped, eh? Like, that was my first cricket match I've ever been to, so... Oh, it's going to probably be my last anyway because I got banned for life, I think.
I've just come up with the best idea ever.
What's that?
If you're dating a guy that makes you go to the cricket girls, all you have to do, get out there and streak, and then you're banned for life. You can't go anymore.
You never have to return.
That's a brilliant idea, but you do have to get your kid out.
Yeah, something for everyone, which is
I mean,
great.
The boyfriend would probably enjoy it too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So apparently the story is that these guys crowdfunded the money. They put up a thing on Facebook saying, we're at the 2020 cricket, we're willing to streak if you're willing to pay.
So how much is the fine?
$5,500 each.
Okay.
So we're looking at $11,000.
And a life ban.
And a life ban for the two of them as well.
How do they police that, though? We were talking about this off
air. Yeah. So, I mean, I've never once gone to the cricket. They've taken a look at me and checked the life ban list.
And then they go, undress. I recognise that anywhere. Give me a look. I knew it was you. Get out, Chad. Stop trying to get in, mate.
Did you see that, guys? I mean, it was just...
Oh, yeah, it was huge.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
I did some really... intelligent reading over the holidays.
I bet. Wasting time.
Yeah, I don't really read that much, but I saw this one list that was done on Reddit where people that work in emergency rooms over in the States have combined this list of things that Americans have gotten stuck inside of them.
Is that part of the job to collect the list, or have they just all got together and went, you know what? These things are so great. Let's just start writing them down. Compile a list.
So everyone else in the world.
Of things people get stuck inside them.
Can you just imagine some of the things, you wait to hear some of these, going into the emergency room and saying, yeah, I've got something stuck.
Yeah. It's an awkward one.
It's embarrassing. One of my friends, actually, she works in the States. She told me some of these once, yep. So this is legit.
She works at hospital?
She works at hospital, yeah. So some of the things Americans got stuck inside them, 2016.
I feel like we should have done some opener or something. But anyway, first day back.
10 broken crayons.
Ten.
Yeah, there's 10 of them.
Don't stop at 8.
Go 10.
You might as well go for the double figure. Get them in there.
Get all of Crayola.
Is that a
in
kid?
There. I'm not sure. It doesn't specify.
Okay.
There's also hoop earrings that a lady swallowed. Not one. Both of them.
And being a lady, can you see any way that that would be possible?
Oh, there has been a few situations where I've swallowed. Never!
Do you ever slip your two hoop earrings just inside your mouth for any occasion? While you're grabbing something? No?
Oh, yeah, maybe to like, hang on. No, I can't imagine swallowing it, though.
Okay.
That's a bad one.
That's a tough one
glow
to come
sticks.
Out, too, can I say? If that comes out
oh,
the
yeah,
way,
yeah.
That's trouble. That's trouble.
Yeah, there's spiky bits.
Glow sticks?
glow sticks,
yeah.
Apparently
yeah.
A guy at a festival.
I was going to say music festival.
Decided,
yeah.
Oh, how cool would it be to have my tummy light up? So he swallowed some glow sticks. Yeah. That's a good time. What else is there? A guy swallowed a whole pill bottle. While taking medication.
Oh, that's dangerous.
There has to be an explanation for some of these, though.
Are these all swallowed?
Not all of them, Gaunty.
Oh, they're not. So, okay, so it doesn't specify age but it will say which how they were
what
how
orifice. They got.
Get up with Free and Gaunzi.
CFM.
13 12 16 is our number. I'd love to hear from you if you've ever been able to talk your way back into anywhere really that you've been kicked out of.
Have you been kicked out of a place?
Oh, yeah. Rottnest Island.
I can't remember, but I definitely have.
Rottnest Island in WA. It's the island off Fremantle where you can go out there and you can
stay.
Where
those little weird things live.
Quokkas.
Quokkas, yeah.
And you can stay there. I was there for one New Year's and I thought just before the countdown, it'd be a great idea to climb on top of the roof of the pub.
Okay.
So I could get a better view of the fireworks.
Jeez, you went all out.
Yeah, the bouncers didn't think it was such a great idea. And they
You're
said,
out, mate.
They said, you, come down. And I got down. I thought they were going to tell me off. They put my hands behind my back, pushed my head down like the old police officers. You know when they do that on top of the car? And they put...
To restrain you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And as if I was some sort of guy starting a fight or something.
If anyone's ever seen Gaunty before, not the most threatening looking person.
Oh, come on. Anyway, so he's walked me out, kicked me out the front entry.
Mm-hmm.
How smart am I? Walked around the back, went in the other entry. Boom, it got
in. Oh, you're a genius. Genius.
So there's a little tip to Shannon Noel. Find another way in, mate.
Go in then, the back way. Yeah,
exactly.
Strip club.
So is it a strip club in Adelaide? Is that where he's gone?
I think it is.
Okay, it's a strip club.
Apparently it is.
Called the Crazy Horse.
Yeah.
And from what we know, Knowlesy's been kicked out. He's even walked outside, tried to get back in. The bouncer's not having a bar of it.
He's dropped his own name.
And then from an eyewitness... what do you call it? An eyewitness?
Eyewitness recount?
Recount, yeah. This is what they had to say.
And then he got really aggressive and kept being like, I'm Shannon Noel, let me back into the Crazy Horse, and punched a security guard, and then four policemen like pinned him down and took him away in a police car.
Did you not know that information?
I didn't know he punched someone.
Yeah. It's all alleged. He's up for a sold, I believe.
Shannon Noel got crazy outside the Crazy Horse.
He did. That's a quote of the year, though. I'm Shannon Noel, let me back into the Crazy Horse.
I can just imagine him standing at the back going, what about me? This isn't fair. Let me back in.
Singing in the back of the paddy wagon, mate. Singing on the way to the cell. Carly's in Tuggeranong. Morning, Carls.
Morning.
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 Thanks for calling the show.
When did you talk your way back in, Carly?
Believe it or not, my phone, what I'd done is I actually gave it to a friend of mine to hold because my bag wouldn't have held it. And, you know, I danced the night away, had a few drinks and all that, and managed to get myself kicked out of the club. And I was like, oh, my God, my phone. And so I sweet-talked myself back in. It's like, oh, my friend's got my phone, I really need it back. Like, I'm expecting a phone call in the next couple of days. Like, trying to bribe myself away.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay, you know, it's your phone, you better go and get it. And about two and a half hours later, I walked out. I had to get kicked out again because I was like, ugh. So I was like, guys, we all really have to go now.
Well, you didn't learn your lesson the first time.
Oh, see, now there's a little tip. Like, leave your phone in there. They'll let you back in any time.
Well, I had everything else, like my wallet.
I think your phone's still at the nightclub.
Sounds like you've left it there, Carls.
Get up with Free and Gaunzi.
CFM.